is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, and Jamie.
It is Wednesday, December 7th. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today. Very excited for tomorrow night's game, guys, but very, very nervous. I'm going to say there's not one player that I feel completely comfortable about. I mean, obviously, Kelce, you're starting him 300-yard games, but there's not one player tomorrow that I feel really comfortable about in the Raiders-Chiefs matchup.
You have doubt?
I have doubt. No, but it's not Thursday's out. But yeah, I have doubt.
There's at least four must-start players.
That doesn't mean that I feel great about them, though. If that makes sense.
How many players do you feel great about in all of the games? Like five at each position?
Well, no, here's what I would say. That for a game featuring one of the best offenses and one of the worst defenses in football, it's amazing that I don't feel better about, cause like, you're gonna say Cooper's a must start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper's under 60 yards in like five of his last six games. He's got, I think, 15 targets over his last three games. You're going to say Spencer Ware is a must-start, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how he hasn't been running the ball well. He's got 3.5 yards per carry in his last five or six. He's lucky to get a touchdown, two touchdowns last week. Otherwise, it would have been, I think, five straight games with single-digit fantasy points in standard. Who else is a must-start? Derek Carr can't be a must-start, right?
No, he is not.
Who else? Latavius?
It does depend on how you spin the Spencer Ware thing, because he also had three straight games with at least seven fantasy points before that game.
I don't consider that must-start.
Well, yeah. Running back 20 is generally right around seven fantasy points, right?
No.
Sure, but
no, I don't think so.
Anybody's ever happy getting seven fantasy points from their running back.
See, how many must-start guys do you think there are? Because I think if you're telling me that he's going to be a number 20 running back this week, I don't consider that must-start.
Well, there's only two on Kansas City.
No,
I don't think we're saying he's going to be a must-start, but that kind of feels like it's his floor.
I hope so. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I am going to start Spencer Ware. The Raiders, you know, they give up a lot of fantasy points, but even Travis Kelce, I mean, look at how good the Raiders have actually been against tight ends over the last 6 or 7 weeks.
That's been in coordination with Carl Joseph being there, correct?
I don't know, but
that's
even Kelce himself
strong
had
safety
three fantasy
has done
points.
Some good things.
And Jeremy Maclin's back.
Yeah.
So that will take a couple of targets away from Kelce.
I don't know if it takes targets away from Kelce. I think he's in such a good groove right now, and I think that they can use him off of play action so effectively. He's a must start.
Yeah, no, I know.
You shouldn't overthink it with him.
I do struggle a little bit with the Raiders pass game.
Right.
And it's because I was talking to Dave about this, and I've tweeted it out already this week about Derek Carr in cold weather. I don't believe, and somebody could prove me wrong, but I've looked at his NFL game logs, I've looked at his college game logs, and he grew up in Bakersfield, California, I believe. I don't believe Derek Carr has ever played in a football game where the temperature at kickoff was below freezing.
It's interesting.
Ever. He's played three games on the road in the NFL where the temperature was below 50 degrees. 50. And he's completed 52% of his passes. He played one game in college that I could find where the temperature was below 40 degrees against Nevada, and he completed like 48% of his passes. In college.
It's an interesting data point for sure. I'm just as intrigued by his lack of success against Kansas City. He's never had a 20-point fantasy game against the Chiefs. And he's played two Thursday games in his career in the NFL, one against the Chiefs. Hasn't done well on the short week. We are throwing a lot of strikes at Derek Carr this week. And I think he's actually an easy guy to get away from compared to a lot of the other Raiders. I'm not saying that you have to get away from Latavius and Cooper and Crabtree. If they've gotten you to this point, man, just you can go with them. But this is a tough matchup, and I think it's going to be a tough game script for the Oakland offense too. There could be some disappointment with those Raiders guys this week.
You know, I have one league. I think it's my favorite team, and I think I'm probably going to lose this week because I have tough matchups. But I have to choose three of four wide receivers in PPR every week, And the four are Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, and Dante Moncrief. And I usually sit Moncrief. And my rationale is that between Cooper and Crabtree, I'm pretty much guaranteed to get one good game. You know, like it's unlikely that both are going to be bad. But are both going to be bad? You know, Cooper had a huge game against the Chiefs. And the Chiefs give up the most fantasy points to wide receivers. But this just, it scares me a little bit for a lot of the things that we've already said. You know, we can take a pause and come back to this later. Maybe we should. So it's a teaser. It's a teaser. We'll preview this game later. We're doing some buy or sell today. We have a bit of a mini mailbag as well at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Jamie will be on shortly. Quote of the day, you know, Dave, you had a chance to sing it yesterday on the video show I was watching. You didn't. Would you like to sing it now?
Would you, only if you really want me to. Well, this, I know people don't love hearing us sing. We're not singers.
Will this count as Dave paying off his bet?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've got a stupid bet to pay off.
Yeah, we keep forgetting about
it. I don't
that.
Like having that hanging over my head because I forget about it and then it comes back.
Just
and
break into song.
My head.
Right now. Go.
This is the dawning of the age of Ladarius. Age of Ladarius.
Oh. Yeah, that was pretty.
The hall wasn't exactly singing, but I mean,
outstanding, Dave.
That was good. You put a lot into that.
If we actually had like
a
track and maybe a live orchestra, it would have come out even better.
Well, it was very good, and it was funny yesterday on the video show. And I'm gonna look up the most added players now. I'm gonna guess Ladarius Green is number one, and he is. He is up to 55%. Malcolm Mitchell number two. Bengals DST number three. Lions DST number four, and Falcons. Number five, here's a tweet from Clyde Peters as we keep talking about weather. I was debating between the Lions and the Bengals DST this week. Check the Cleveland forecast for Sunday. 25-mile-per-hour wind, 90% chance of snow, 2 to 3 inches. Now, I looked this morning and the wind was more like 17 miles per hour, so things change a lot. But, yeah, it does seem like it's going to snow there. What do we need to know? I'm not sure if you guys have had a chance to look yet, but what do we need to know weather-wise for this weekend?
Well, first of all, what's the weather going to be like in Detroit?
Very nice.
Yeah, that dome.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just messing around.
Room temperature.
Heath and I just talked about this before the podcast too, Adam. We don't like to really check into weather, you know, maybe a first glance this time of year on a Friday, and then not again until Sunday unless there's something to really keep an eye on. And we're coming off of a week where people started Colin Kaepernick and other players in that Niners-Bears game, and they played. It wasn't a blizzard. It was just a little lack of visibility, and we saw a coach make a very dumb decision to completely scrap whatever game plan they had coming into the game and just run the football as much as possible until the game was out of hand, and then they were stuck. They changed quarterbacks. I'm not bitter at all. But what I'm saying is that bad weather – when you see it coming and then when it's actually there and you've got to make a lineup decision, not only might it affect your choice to start or sit somebody, it looks like it's going to impact what coaches do out on the field to the point where it could hurt fantasy owners. Yeah. It's going to be a monkey wrench every single time there's bad conditions moving forward.
Well, okay, so we can revisit this tomorrow, but if it looks like it's almost certain to snow in Cleveland this weekend, can you start Andy Dalton over Derek Carr, or would you go with Carr? Who would you prefer?
I would go with Dalton over Carr.
I might see who else is on the waiver wire. And I might, this will sound nuts, but maybe you just find another way to carry another quarterback. And if you have to cut Carr to do it, then you cut Carr to do it.
No!
Look, it,
cut Carr?
It's win at all costs at this point.
I guess. Who
and
does
you
Carr
might
have
a chance to pick him up the following week. It depends on how you're... add drops work, but right now in pretty much everybody's league, half the owners aren't picking anybody up because they're out of it. And by next week, there's only going to be 4 to 6, maybe, owners that are going to be making add drops.
Do you find it funny that we don't consider Derek Carr like a complete automatic start, even on a week-to-week basis? I mean, we argue about this every week, it seems. And he might win the MVP.
He's not going to win the MVP.
He might. It's not a great MVP year. That's for sure.
I think it's an intriguing MVP year.
It's fun, yeah, but it's not.
Because there isn't a slam dunk, I don't think he would get my vote.
Who would?
Dak Prescott.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Where would the Cowboys would be fine. They wouldn't be as good of a running team if they didn't have Ezekiel Elliott, if they had Alfred Morris. But I can't give it to the offensive line of the Cowboys. They really deserve it. But Tony Romo being down for the year, there is nobody who thought that the Dallas Cowboys would go out there and lose one game, clinch a playoff spot before everybody else, potentially have home field advantage throughout the entire NFC playoffs, dominate the conference. I think it's a lot of it has to do with Dak Prescott. I don't think they're winning in spite of Dak. I think there have been some wins because of Dak.
I think if the Patriots go 13-3, Brady's going to win it.
It's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Fun conversation. I want to thank Dave for something this morning, something really important. I asked him for some life advice about what I should have for breakfast, and he told me just to go for it and have the breakfast, even though I wasn't that hungry. And that's when I realized something, Dave, and I think you can put this on your business card. You can't spell advice without Dave.
Huh.
The
letters D-A-V-E, just in a different order.
Yeah, the name Dave is in the word advice. You're perfect for this job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there's a little gift for you right
hey,
there.
Hey, Jamie's here, and he's giving me the finger. Everybody hates me lately. Hey, Jamie.
He just blew into the microphone. Jamie is really friendly.
What's up, Jamie?
Did they really steal our shtick?
Who?
Everybody.
Are you talking about the Die Hard thing?
Yes.
Like, we didn't invent that.
Yeah, we did.
I here's the thing. I kind of think we were the first ones. I'm not saying anybody stole it from us.
No, they did.
Well,
AT&T made a commercial out of it.
Yeah. We were talking about this for 4 years.
It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. We just got to be ahead on the next thing.
Listen, we veered off subject.
Fancy advice.
Yeah,
we veered off subject a little bit, so let me refocus us on football. I know you guys want to watch a lot of football on Sundays. NFL on CBS games are now available to stream on CBS All Access. You can watch your live local market CBS games on your computer, your tablet, or connected device. I gave out the wrong URL last week. I said it was cbssports.com/NFL. I apologize. It is cbs.com/NFL. So you can try it free for 1 week if you want to watch games on your computer, tablet, or connected device. cbs.com/NFL. It's not talking rest of season right now might not do us the most good. So I did some Twitter polls yesterday. I want to talk on Wednesday's shows, talk a little bit about 2017. I asked people when they would draft Rob Gronkowski, when they would draft Eddie Lacy, and when they would draft DeAndre Hopkins. And I will come back to that in just a moment. I want to know, though, if, as you did your waivers last night, if there were any interesting ad drops, anything you want to share with people, anything you noticed in your leagues, or anything at all.
I was happy I got Ladarius Green in like 4 leagues.
I got him in a couple. I still got Malcolm Mitchell in a couple of leagues, too. That was very nice to see.
I got Ladarius in 2 leagues where I have absolutely no use for him, but I just didn't want my opponent to have him.
Mm-hmm. I prioritized a DST over Ladarius Green, and I...
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you know, I need a win this week, and I don't know who I have, but I had to pick up the Lions, and it was a tough call, because I understand...
In our FFT league, I picked up the Bills, because I have a bye. I picked up the Bills and Tannehill, just in case... I have Breeze. Not that I would start Tannehill over Breeze, but just in case Breeze got hurt, I have Tannehill against the Jets next week.
I also wanted to mention that if you're picking up a handcuff, and I should have mentioned this yesterday, but it didn't occur to me until last night. If you're picking up a handcuff, I don't think you should spend a waiver claim on the handcuff. In fact, if you don't really need anyone and you want to pick someone up that you don't think is going to get added, it might make sense not to use a waiver claim because this is the time of year. Like Dave just said, you might have to drop Derek Carr or something like that. This is the time of year when players get dropped because it's do or die. For example, last week, someone dropped Delanie Walker because Walker was on a bye. And the owner needed a tight end to get into the playoffs. So, you know, this is a good time to have a high waiver wire priority. So you might not want to waste a waiver claim on a handcuff that nobody else is going to want. They're not going to want your handcuff. That makes sense?
So you're saying, like, if you're the Ezekiel Elliott owner and you want to just make sure you have Alfred Morris, you haven't done so already, you're saying don't spend, just wait till it runs through ad drops?
Yeah, right. Wait till the next day and pick him up as a free agent.
That really depends on whether your waivers reset each week, right?
Yes.
Because almost all of our leagues, it seems like if they're not fab, then it resets based on record the following week.
Right, but...
No, there's some. Like our FFT league, you can do add drops right after waivers.
No, you can do... No, but what I'm saying is the waiver order resets each week based on record.
But yes. It resets so again you're not... after Tuesday night when everybody makes their add drops. You go to the back of the line after you make a waiver claim.
Right, for the next 2 or 3 days.
Right, so let's say, you know, you and I are in the same league. You drop someone, and I had a lower priority. You dropped someone last night, though, to pick up Ladarius Green. I didn't drop anybody. Now I have a higher priority than you, and if somebody had gotten dropped on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I have priority over you to get that player. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I would agree with that totally then, unless it's somebody like Alfred Morris. Like, I think he's one of the handcuffs that you, if for some reason you didn't have him yet, you have to go get him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I think, like, what Adam's point is, if you don't think anybody's going to get him.
Right. That's
then
a risk.
Up. And if he's been on your waiver wire this whole time, I don't think there's going to be a mad rush all of a sudden to go and pick up. It might be different with Mike Gillisley,
well,
who just had 2 touchdowns.
Here's the one thing, though, that I will say about that, Adam, is we're also at the point waivers are crappy right now. And so, like, if I don't, just for example, I picked up Quincy Enunwa last week, never had to play him, didn't play him, so I'm cutting him. And so now, who am I cutting him for? Well, there's nobody that could help me. Well, maybe I'll pick up Alfred Morris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one risk you run.
But would you ever pick up Robert Turbin?
No.
Right.
No, but I mean, obviously it's case specific. Dave gave you one with Gillisley. I think Alfred Morris is certainly, there, if he wasn't there already.
Sims was one.
Sims, but I think everybody's running to get Sims.
Yeah.
No matter what. But maybe Rodgers, Jacquizz Rodgers.
Yeah, all right, look, whatever the situation, if you don't have to burn a waiver claim, then you might want to save it because you might be able to pick somebody up that got dropped, surprisingly got dropped. No, Jamie, I did not see the JPP news.
He is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks after having surgery.
Oh, all right. Well, thank
that
you
was
for
the
that.
Sound of a Giants fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, news and notes. That really sucks. Jerry Jones says he wants Tony Romo to be ready. I don't know what that means, guys. Tony Romo might play a little bit down the stretch.
It's always important for the backup quarterback to be ready.
He also said they're not going to rest their starters if they lock up the number one seed. So
let's be ready.
Is this non-news?
I bet that if everything's locked up heading into week 17, you will see Tony Romo.
Right.
I'm telling you, the narrative is set up right now. They are going to have everything locked up by week 16. And they will be playing Tony Romo in his last home game for the Dallas Cowboys against the Detroit Lions in some capacity.
What about Colin Kaepernick this week, guys? He will start against the Jets. Kaepernick or Derek Carr?
Kaepernick.
You know, I've got a hard time saying Kaepernick after last week. Are we sure he's going to play 4 quarters?
No, but...
It's another great matchup. I don't think there's going to be a weather issue this time around that would slow him down. So are we looking at last week as just being a total anomaly and we should forget about it?
I believe so. Like, if you look at the rest of his season, that's the one that sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one that was in snow.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much worse secondary. I'm making the argument. I still have Carr ranked ahead of Kaepernick. So
yeah, I'm going to change it. I have in our auction league, my only 2 quarterbacks are Kaepernick and Mariota. And so I'm starting Kaepernick.
Not over Mariota?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I already had him ahead of Mariota.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll move him ahead of Carr. I probably will.
Jeremy Maclin practiced in full. So obviously we're going to talk about that game in a little bit. I was reading yesterday in the Miami Herald that Laremy Tunsil, guard for the Dolphins, was graded as the second worst offensive guard of week 13. So, you know, he's back, but he might not be healthy.
Is he the one that's wearing the cast?
No, that's Albert.
Albert's wearing the cast. Okay, so there's no excuse for him.
Well, he's got a shoulder injury. I think it's a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. DaQuell Jackson, Colts linebacker, suspended for the final 4 games of the season for PEDs. Jay Gruden wants Rob Kelly to get more involved. Tampa Bay promoted Josh Huff from their active roster. So that's a wide receiver who was on the Eagles. The bottom line is Tampa Bay had some carnage there at the wide receiver position. Is there anyone that could fill the void and be good in a 16-team league or something like that?
At wide receiver?
Yeah.
Well, Mike Evans.
I think
else?
He could be good in a 16-team
He league. Might be good. I don't know if I'm ready to trust Russell Shepard or Freddie Martino. to help my fantasy team out next week. Maybe Shepard, I guess. We've seen
one of those guys is probably going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, Brate.
Yeah, Brate is going to catch.
Well, they're probably going to score four, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get.
Jameis is our start of the week, so that'd be nice.
He's going to get two, one to Evans, one to Brate. Maybe one of those guys catches two touchdowns.
Yeah, that would be good. The Vikings safety Harrison Smith could miss the rest of the season with an ankle injury, but you're still going to start their DST at Jacksonville. Okay, do you expect the following players? Same list as yesterday? Yes or no, guys? Ryan Matthews.
I say not as of now. I know he's expected to practice. We'll see what happens.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, I think he's saying he's ready to play.
Okay.
Let's wait and see if he practices.
This is one of those situations where this is why I didn't like Doug Martin coming into the season, because last year he's playing through this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This year, is he playing through it?
It's a big game. I mean, so you would think so.
I hope so.
That, you know, that's the other thing about the running backs, the three, Abdullah, Peterson, and Sims, that they all, maybe not Peterson by the time he gets back, but they're all playing for something right now. Like, it's huge. There's incentive to come back. There's incentive to use them. So that's kind of a good thing for fantasy owners. Do you expect Marvin Jones?
Not as of now.
Chris Ivory?
Nope.
Jordan Matthews?
It looks like he's going to practice.
Dorial Green-Beckham?
I'm not expecting him as of now.
Marquise Wilson?
Not as of now.
Julius Thomas?
Same.
Let's take a look at those Twitter polls. A little look ahead to 2017. Why not? In a 12-team league, when are you drafting Rob Gronkowski? In 2017. The choices I gave were round 1, round 2, round 3, and round 4 or later. What do you guys think won? Which round for Gronkowski?
3.
3.
I would pull the trigger in round 3 or 4.
Round 3 was the winner. 41%, 29% round 4 or later, and 27% round 2. Only 3% said round 1. Does that mean all three of you guys would also take Gronkowski in round 3?
If he's 100% by training camp, I'll still take him round 2.
Late 2, yes.
Dave, you said 3 or later?
I don't think I want him. I know that he offers so much upside, but I think he's just such a big injury risk moving forward that it's I can't do it in round 2. Not right now.
Remember, well, he's a free agent after next year, right? So the Patriots probably just trade him.
We're laughing at that, but they might.
Gronkowski played 7 games, 11 games in 2012 and 7 games in 2013. And then the next 2 seasons, he's played 15 games. And I know one of them, he just sat week 17 because it was meaningless. So he's been healthy. And people were, you know, rightfully concerned, but ended up, whoever drafted him, ended up with great value in 2014. That was interesting. I thought maybe round 2 would win, but round 3 was the winner.
I mean, you've got a 50-50 shot, basically, that he's one of the most important players in fantasy. And a 50-50 shot that you're streaming tight end by the end of the year.
Or by week 4.
Yeah. That too.
Things are going to change, obviously. It's just for fun for now. But in a 12-team league, when are you drafting Eddie Lacy in 2017? I gave the options of round 2, round 3, round 4, or round 5 or later. And what do you guys think won?
Oh, 5 or later.
5 or later.
9 or later.
Really? Yeah, it was 5 or later won. I was a little 59%. I was a little surprised.
That's low. By
that. Is it really?
Where is he playing? I think that's the biggest.
What, did you say 59%?
Yeah.
Is that the winning poll number or is body fat percentage?
Ouch.
You know, for the sake of the argument, I'm just assuming everything is the same. He's playing in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
He's a free agent. You think the Packers are going to sign him to come to camp and
I don't know that
eat
he
his way out of the lineup?
I again? Don't know that he gets a guaranteed starting job next year.
I don't think so either.
Well, I mean, the Packers need a running back, so I think it makes sense for them to bring him back on like a 1-year proof.
They're not going to bring him back. They're going to do this thing called select a player in the draft. I botched that. But they're probably going to just draft a running back.
That's not really their MO. They don't like to draft offense early.
They didn't.
I didn't say early. Yeah, they could do it in round 4 or round 5 and still find somebody.
I think it makes sense to bring him
back.
What
if they have Adrian Peterson as their starting running back next year?
What if they do decide to spend an early pick on running back and they end up somehow, some way with Leonard Fournette?
That'd be fun.
They're going to have that early of a pick.
He won't make it to them, but Dalvin Cook would be really nice there.
Dalvin Cook is going to be better.
That would be incredible.
Dalvin Cook's going to be better than Leonard Fournette. You heard it here, folks.
I think you might be right.
I'm definitely right. I've never been more right. 12-team league. When are you drafting DeAndre Hopkins in 2017? Round 3, round 4, round 5, round 6 or later? What do you think, one?
Round 3.
I'm going to say 4.
I'm going to say round 5, 1.
Heath, you're very good at this. Round 4 was the winner, but it was close. This was the closest poll. 32% round 4, 25% round 3, 24% round 5, 19% round 6 or later. And I did get a lot of responses. If Osweiler is back, there's no way I'm drafting Hopkins. And I'm making this on the assumption that it is going to be Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, I think it has to be, right? He's guaranteed money for next year.
Could be Tony Romo.
It would be great if it's Tony Romo.
That would be great. Where would you guys take DeAndre Hopkins?
4.
3.
5.
So average of round 4. All right, interesting stuff here. Jamie jinxed the tight ends for the week. Why did you do that, Jamie, with your headline in the waiver wire column?
Just to see if you're paying attention.
I was. What did you say? We have a tight end bonanza this week.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's to add off waivers.
To add off waivers, yeah. So sorry, Ladarius Green owners. All right, mini mailbag, and we're going to preview the game. First, though, I just found out about something very cool. A new way to play daily fantasy football. It's an app that you need to download right now. It's called Draft. Pretty easy, right? Draft. Use our promo code FF today. FF today. So here's what Draft is. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do drafts whenever you want. They last for 1 week. It's 1 week, you know, fantasy like what you're used to, the daily fantasy. And the drafts only take minutes to complete. I actually just downloaded the app this morning. I completed a draft with 5 other people. It was a snake draft. It took about 5 minutes. You have 30 seconds on the clock. You put people in your queue. It's really simple. And you only have 6 guys on your team. And now we're going to see if I win some money this week. I like my chances because your chances of winning money on draft are almost 3 times better than your chances of winning on FanDuel or DraftKings. So why not give it a try? The team I drafted this morning is Russell Wilson, Le'Veon Bell, Spencer Ware, Julio Jones, and Amari Cooper. I tried it for $1. It's my first time. Just going to see what happens. It's not expensive at all. Download Draft right now. Join me. Let's start playing. Search for Draft in the App Store, and it will come up first. And enter the promo code FF today when you download, and you're going to get a 100% bonus on up to $600 when you deposit. Again, search Draft in the App Store, and be sure to enter the promo code FF today. Feel free to tweet me if you don't remember the code. I'd love to know what you think, so give it a shot, and I think you're going to like it. It's a different little twist on daily fantasy. Oakland at Kansas City. We'll preview this game, and the rest of the show is going to be dedicated to your emails and your tweets. We have some buy or sell, some good stuff coming up later. Can I give you a random stat for the games before we even get into Oakland, Kansas City? Ready for this?
Go ahead.
The Cardinals have played 5 road games. In those 5 road games, they have given up 9 rushing touchdowns and over 30 points a game.
They've played at Buffalo, at San Francisco, at Carolina, at Minnesota, and at Atlanta. So some very good run offenses and some that aren't so good.
It has not been a per carry thing. Only one running back with a minimum of 6 carries has averaged more than, I think, 3.8 yards per carry, and that was LeSean McCoy. But they give up a ton of points, and they give up a ton of rushing touchdowns. It was Jay Ajayi research this morning, and I thought that was fascinating.
It's a definite conflict of two narratives between the Arizona defense on the road and Jay Ajayi without Mike Pouncey.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be.
Well, he still scored without Pouncey. He just hasn't run well without Pouncey.
Mm-hmm. He's averaged 7 fantasy points per game when Pouncey hasn't played, and 18 when he has.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back to that later with the buy or sell. Oakland at Kansas City. The first
game. No.
Kansas City won 26-10 in week 6. It was a good day for Spencer Ware. 163 total yards and a touchdown. Jamaal Charles scored a touchdown. Dontari Poe ran for a touchdown.
Amari Cooper. Are we starting Poe this week?
I would you start Poe or Ajayi?
I'll go Ajayi.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's start with Derek Carr.
Poe or James Starks?
Let's start with Derek Carr. 11 fantasy points in the first meeting. You guys have him, I think, 17th. You want to discuss who you would start over Derek Carr?
Kaepernick.
I don't have it that way yet. Give me a chance to try and see the good in Kaepernick before I do that. But some obvious guys, Stafford, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning, Cam.
Carson Palmer.
I'm starting to really warm up to Palmer playing at Miami. He hasn't played terrible on the road. Mariota. I know he's taking on Denver and everybody's nervous, but we've seen him play halfway decent. I would take him over Derek Carr. I think Dak, especially now without JPP playing for the Giants, I think he could have some success. The guys that I'm struggling with are Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, Tyrod Taylor.
Russell Wilson's easy this week.
As a start?
Yeah, over Carr.
As long as the weather's okay in Green Bay, I think Wilson's a top 10 quarterback. If the weather's as bad as it could be, then maybe not.
Well,
I'm not even worrying about the weather. I'm just worrying about Wilson not delivering. I think the
Wisconsin guy going home.
Green Bay smashes it.
Yeah, you know, he played pretty well on Sunday night, I thought.
Yeah, just no touchdowns.
Just no touchdowns. So
he had one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But it could have been a better game for him. It wasn't like the Tampa Bay game where he was on the ground the entire time. All right. So were there any disagreements there? I mean, do all of you have Dalton ahead of Carr?
Yes.
Yeah, the only one is I would start Carr over Mariota.
I would too.
All right, the Dalton one does scare me because of what we talked about at the top of the show with the weather, likely going to snow. No, okay.
I don't think you can confidently predict that on Wednesday.
Yeah, but you have to make that decision. If it's 90%, the forecast right now says 90% chance to snow in Cleveland. You know, scary.
Could you move on from? It's like we talked about. You can keep Dalton. You can keep Carr. Try and find another quarterback. Not use Carr. If you have to cut Carr, absolutely must, then you do it to find another guy. And if there's nothing out there, then I think you, I don't know. If it's really coming down hard, I think that will hurt Dalton.
Okay, so would you start Flacco over Carr?
No.
No. All right.
Only three quarterbacks this season have scored 20 or more, I think more than 20 fantasy points against the Chiefs on passing stats alone. They've given up some rushing production, like to Bortles, to Cam, to Luck, but just passing stats, and that's what Carr is going to do. Three quarterbacks, Roethlisberger, Breeze, and Simeon, 20 or more fantasy points. Are they actually more than 20? Bortles had 20 exactly. Latavius Murray, a little bit different in the rankings. Dave and Jamie have him 17th in standard. Heath has Murray 10th. And in PPR, similar with Jamie, 18th in PPR. Heath has Murray in the exact same spot, 10th. Dave likes Murray more in PPR, up to 8th. Heath, give me your thoughts on Latavius.
This Chiefs defense hasn't been outstanding against running backs this year. They've been kind of average, and Murray's been a top 10 running back this year. I think it's a pretty decent bet that the Raiders are going to try to move the ball, have success on the ground, because they don't want to get in a situation where Kansas City can just pin its ears back and go after Carr play after play after play. It's going to end poorly for them.
They allowed a lot of touchdowns last week, obviously, to Atlanta, but that's the only one in their last 8 games where they've allowed a rushing touchdown to a running back. In their last 4, they've allowed 3.3 yards per carry. That does include Atlanta. And it's 3.9 in those last 8 games overall. So I think that they're okay against the run.
No, I don't think they're bad. I just think they're about average.
I think they're better than average. And playing at home on a short week will help them out as much as it possibly can to rest up and get ready. I also, the thing that I'm most confident about in this game is that the Chiefs are going to run the ball.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to try and dominate time of possession, lean on Spencer Ware, keep Alex Smith managing the game in third and modest situations, getting first downs, and just trying to play keep away from that Oakland offense. And if they do enough of it, it's going to take the ball out of Latavius' hands.
Nobody's benching Latavius Murray at this point.
But he's a number 2 running back, not a number 1.
Look, if you have, Jamie, if you have Latavius Murray 17th, again, I always make this argument this time of year. You are talking about playoff teams now. So I think people could
playoffs.
I think people could easily be benching him. Like, if you have Jeremy Hill, would you start Jeremy Hill over Latavius Murray?
Yes.
You know, would you start Theo Riddick over Latavius Murray?
Nope.
In PPR.
Okay. Would you start Ajayi or Latavius?
Nope. Yes.
I would.
Wait,
go
I said or, not over, but point taken.
The Murray is my answer, and Ajayi is their answer.
Okay. And give me your thoughts on the Oakland wide receivers. What do you expect from them in this game?
No one wants to say anything.
Cooper beat them up last time. You know, he seems to be a little bit safer than Crabtree in terms of ceiling.
Yep.
Crabtree's got the better floor. So I think they're still worth starting. I still start Cooper as a borderline number one and Crabtree as a number two.
The thing about them is, and it's kind of been the way it's been all year, for the most part, we've ranked both of them inside the top 20. And it's almost like you're just saying, I'm going to be right about one of them, I'm going to be wrong about one of them.
Yeah.
Because that's the way, but you don't, which one it is, I don't know how you predict that.
Well, but I just, you have Carr 17th. You don't like Carr
at
all.
Yeah, but Adam, this is one of those weeks, like go back a couple weeks ago, I think Carr could still be around 20 fantasy points. I don't think he's going to fall on his face.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be like 14 or 15 points. I think he'll be decent enough. I would probably ballpark at about 18. So he could still get you 2-2. It's just a matter of, is he around 300 2-2 or is he 250 2-2?
All right. So I'm going to ask you guys to do some rankings here. Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, and Brandon Cooks.
Cooks is third best.
Yeah, I think it's Cooper, Crabtree, Cooks.
In standard.
I'd go Cooper, Cooks, Crabtree.
Okay. Cooper, Crabtree, and Malcolm Mitchell.
Both ahead of Mitchell.
Yes.
Cooper, Crabtree, Thomas Rawls, PPR.
Crabtree, Cooper, Rawls.
Cooper, Crabtree, Rawls.
You said PPR?
Yeah.
Cooper, Crabtree, Rawls.
And standard. Would you start Rawls over either of those guys in standard?
I'd start Rawls over Crabtree.
I'd start Rawls over both.
I might bench Rawls for both.
Love Rawls this week.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
I think they're going to lean on him as much as they possibly can. And you can run on Green Bay.
I don't know if you can run on Green Bay.
You used to be able to run on Green Bay.
You know, you never were able to run on Green Bay. Like, I don't agree with the
narrative.
There
were certainly some big plays that the Packers allowed against Tennessee, against Washington.
One big play against Tennessee.
But
horrible
the last
fourth
two
quarter
weeks,
against
I feel
Washington.
Like they've gotten better.
They got injured against Washington. They struggled against Ezekiel Elliott. And then they were great against Lamar Miller last week.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everybody's been great against Lamar Miller recently, though.
Yeah, Miller got banged up in the game.
Yeah, all right. Cool. So I think we're not starting Clyde Walford. So we've covered the Raiders. Now Alex Smith is outside the top 20. We talked about it on the waiver wire show. He has very good history against the Raiders. He was 19 of 22 in the first meeting, but he doesn't score a lot of fantasy points. Spencer Ware, you guys like a lot. He's a top 12 running back in both formats. So, any trepidation with him? Because I did lay it out. 3.6 yards per carry in his last five games. No more than 69 rushing yards. Doesn't catch a ton of passes. You know, are you worried that he hasn't really been playing that well?
Again, I think his floor has pretty much been a number two, low-end number two running back, and he's got the ceiling of a number one. So, I don't know how you bench him.
Spencer Ware or Jeremy Hill?
Hill.
Ware,
but it's close.
I think Ware has like 100 yards and a touchdown potential.
So does Hill.
Yeah, Hill definitely does.
I don't know if Hill can get you 100 yards.
I mean, he went for 160 the last time they played him. That was on 9 carries.
He had a huge run.
Right.
A very uncharacteristic run.
It was uncharacteristic, but it's the Browns.
9 carries, though, which is uncharacteristic as well.
Didn't he get banged up
in
that
game? Yeah, he got dinged up in that game.
Yeah.
Well, they're both good options. How about Ware or Cooper? Cooper.
I'll go Ware.
Cooper and PPR.
All right. So start Spencer Ware. Travis Kelce, you're starting. And the Chiefs wide receivers, any interest?
Nah.
I mean, with Macklin back, that hurts Hill. So I was trying to think about this after the Broncos game. Has he done well on every primetime game?
Hill?
Yeah.
I think he's maybe scored a touchdown at least in every primetime game. I think Hill's still a boom-bust flex. Macklin is, you just wait and see how much he's actually playing.
I'll give you an example. I'm in a playoff matchup where my team, I'm the fourth seed, but undeservedly the fourth seed, like snuck in.
Injuries. It was just a team that like had AJ Green, for example.
Gronk.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, and two keepers, which I thought I was set at receiver with Allen Robinson and Kelvin Benjamin with late round picks.
Yeah.
So I didn't focus on receiver. Anyway, so I'm debating between Malcolm Mitchell and Tyreek Hill. Like, I think Malcolm Mitchell's a very safe 8 fantasy points. I don't think he's going to have a huge day against Baltimore, but I think he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where Tyreek Hill, I think, could be 15 points, and I'm playing against a team that's better than me. So I have to decide on what flex I want to go with. Chasing points.
I'm starting Hill in our IDP league, and that was the league where I don't think I took a receiver until like the 10th round. Remember, I took like 4 running backs in the first 5 rounds or something. And my receivers this week are Michael Thomas, Brandon LaFell, and Tyreek Hill.
It's pretty good.
So it might work out okay.
Yeah, I don't love Hill. I think Jamie said it best. He's a boomer bust, but we know the rule about when in doubt, Thursday's out, and there's some doubt about Hill. And again, I think this is a game where Spencer Ware leads the way.
He doesn't need Alex Smith to play great.
Hill needs one great play.
That's the thing.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, the Raiders, if you want to use a tiebreaker, they've actually been pretty good against wide receivers.
It's very true.
For like
he's not a
weeks.
Typical wide receiver, though. That would apply to Jeremy Maclin. I don't know that it applies to Tyreek Hill.
But shouldn't Hill? We could have said this. We can say this about Hill every week. Last week, good matchup against Atlanta, playing on the fast track. We liked Tyreek Hill last week,
and he was a number 3.
He was a number 3.
Yeah. Okay. And how about this? Guess which team allows the fewest fantasy points to opposing DSTs?
The Raiders.
Correct. The Raiders are the worst matchup for this Chiefs DST, but only one DST all year has had a good game against the Raiders, and it was the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? So scoring system is so variant, but they scored in CBS standard scoring. The Chiefs scored 14 fantasy points against the Raiders, the Chiefs DST, 14 fantasy points in week 6. Since then, the next 6 DSTs to face the Raiders have combined for 15 fantasy points. That's Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Denver, Houston, Carolina, and Buffalo. Are you at all nervous about starting the Chiefs DST?
You just wasted a minute of our time.
It's interesting stuff, though.
Yeah, it's interesting, but everybody's still going to go with the Chiefs defense.
It's the Chiefs defense in prime time at home.
With Justin Houston playing great.
Okay. Go Chiefs defense. Let's do some mailbag stuff and some buy or sell. If I can find the mailbag. There it is. This is from Joe. And I do want to spend, you know, these last few weeks, I want to do as much as I can to help the listeners, so I will try to respond to your emails if I don't read them on the air, if you like my advice. If you don't, you can delete it.
You're the ones that hate you?
No, I'm not responding to anyone who hates me.
We've got I'm curious if we had some really good buy or sell suggestions that I saw, and so I'm just curious if they all made it.
Probably not. Rank these quarterbacks. Rest of season. Colin Kaepernick, Carson Palmer, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco.
Palmer, Cap, Smith, Flacco.
Kaepernick, Palmer, Smith, Flacco.
Oh, Dave, break the tie. Kaepernick or
Palmer? I think Smith is going to be my last guy. I'm going to say Palmer, Kaepernick, Flacco, Smith.
Palmer's the winner. Next one is from Big Time NW. Stashes for next year, Martavis Bryant style, Dynasty League, and any undrafted added players can be kept for a last round pick.
Martavis Bryant's a good one. I looked at this in one league, Josh Doctson, just in case the Redskins get rid of.
That's a great call.
Do
you think Hunter Henry is out there in a lot of leagues?
No. Yeah, that it's funny. That was a decision I made. Mm-hmm. Was Hunter Henry or Josh Doctson, and I picked up Henry because of position scarcity.
Right.
And
I think he can be very, very
good.
If
Gates retires. I'm trying to go. Tajay.
I think Tajay can have a chance to improve in his second year.
Why not? I mean, it's not
because he's just.
I'm saying why not just take a chance if you're just looking to speculate on somebody.
Right.
You know what's the harm?
Christian Michael, obviously, because you know if he finds a home.
Too late on Breshad Perriman.
I don't think so.
I think in dynasty leagues where owners know what they're doing and they've got deep rosters, he's already been.
Yeah, I don't know if this is. I mean, the dynasty owner knows these things already. I don't think we're talking to the people in dynasties. We're talking
JJ
to people
Nelson.
JJ Nelson's another one. I think we're talking to the people that are in like you keep 6 to 8 players type of thing, not a full dynasty roster,
or even like 3 players. What about Romo?
Austin Hooper.
What about Romo? Yeah, he's available in 85% of leagues.
Romo's not a bad one.
Obviously, in dynasty leagues, he's going to be owned already, mm-hmm. but I think he's going to get a job with a contender next year.
Yeah, Denver would be nice.
Denver, Houston, the Jets, one of those teams.
Leonte Carew?
That's a great one. That's a great one. I'm a big fan of his.
Especially if Kenny Stills walks. Austin Hooper would be another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. This is from Jake from State Farm. hey, Nick, Bear, Gene, and Wallace.
Nick, Bear, Gene, and Wallace.
Those are Bama coaches, right?
They are. National championship
coaches.
Yeah. I need to start two with at least one of these being a tight end. Start two. Delanie Walker, Devontae Adams, Kyle Rudolph, Will Fuller, and James White.
I would take the first two.
Yeah, Walker and Adams. That's easy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Should be. Hopefully
John in Rochester. Just wondering if you could clarify your reasoning for not being higher on Demaryius Thomas this week. It seems like Tennessee would be a good matchup. You guys have Demaryius Thomas 28th, 25th, and 18th.
Who's his quarterback?
Right.
Yeah, who is his quarterback? You think it's Simeon? I mean,
didn't they just add a quarterback to the roster?
They've been trying out quarterbacks. Yeah. I don't know if they actually signed one.
Yeah, I it's hard to trust him at this point right now. I mean, he hasn't been great all season, and now you're seeing what Paxton Lynch is. I think it's another conservative game plan for Denver. I agree. Dominate time of possession.
Worried if this is a big time trap game for Denver. They're on the road, second week in a row. Tennessee's at home, coming off the bye.
I don't think it's
a
trap
game. It's one of the reasons why I've got Mariota ranked.
I think Tennessee is good enough to beat them.
I think so, too.
I don't really like Denver that much. I'm just not.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, both of you, but I just don't see this being a high-scoring affair between these two teams.
I agree with that as well.
Demaryius, he's proven throughout his career, good quarterbacks, bad quarterbacks, right. That he can make a play, and that's all it really takes. But there's enough of a track record right now that the ceiling's not that high, even when he has made that play.
Right, 10 so, fantasy points.
Yeah, I think he's really just a number three receiver in a three receiver league. Like I'm in a league where I drafted him to be a number two receiver. It was after I went Gronk and AJ Green. He's obviously not sitting on my bench.
No, but
if I had better options at this point, like it to me, it's a tough call between probably the same for both of you guys, LaFell and Demaryius Thomas.
I agree.
I would start LaFell. Without question.
Weather pending. Big asterisk for weather pending in that game. Demaryius and Emmanuel Sanders, I think, are a little safer in PPR because I think the volume will be there. But I just don't think that their offense is as good. Certainly not as good with Paxton Lynch. And I don't know if Trevor Siemian is 100%. So that could hurt him, too.
All right. A couple more questions. Then we'll do buy or sell. This is from Greg in a once great city in New Jersey.
Hoboken.
Hoboken is awesome. To the podcast crew who brought me to the fantasy playoffs, why are you so low on Jason Witten against the New York Giants this week?
We could almost take the conversation we just had about Demaryius Thomas and have it again and just put Jason Witten's name in there.
Well, except Witten has a tremendous history against the Giants.
A good quarterback.
He's been awesome.
That's true.
We should have the Antonio Gates conversation.
Feeling good about starting Jason Witten at this point in the season, I think it's a little tough to do.
Just coming off of a game where he had a very good matchup against Minnesota. They'd been very forgiving against tight ends, and he had no catches.
Which is rare for him. Like, if there's ever an outlier.
Rare,
for
it's 130 games.
Exactly.
Catch.
I'm saying.
I think kind of, you know, Witten, I was really surprised going into last week. He was still being started in 49% of leagues.
He is the most overowned all season long. Jason Witten has been one of the most overowned, if not the most overowned player in fantasy.
Yeah, and I'm sure that stems from the Cleveland game. You know, what was that, like week 6 or week 7, where he had the
week
two
nine.
Touchdowns? Week 9, so even closer. So,
but all year I've noticed his ownership percent. And look, he had 9 catches for 66 yards.
What's Kobe
Fleener's
ownership percentage?
72.
And his is what?
78.
78
now.
I think a lot of those leagues are going to be PPR leagues too, where it's kind of a different story.
He
with
stinks.
Witten.
They've scored almost exactly the same number of fantasy points in PPR, Fleener and Witten,
which is gross Fleener's, for Fleener.
Yeah, Fleener's been brutally overowned too, no doubt. They both have been bad.
I think if it's PPR, you can feel a lot better about it. I'm telling you, it's the exact same conversation we just had.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, like he had 14 targets in week 1 against the Giants, nine catches for 66 yards. Yeah, but he hasn't had those targets since then. Dak is a different quarterback now, but no, it makes sense. The Giants really do struggle against tight ends. All right, from John, should I start Breeze or Cousins this week? Is John from St. Louis?
Breeze.
I feel better with Breeze.
Okay, let's do some buy or sell. Buy or sell from Michael Smith. Carlos Hyde will be a solid number two, low-end number one running back, regardless of who's at quarterback for the Niners.
Buy.
Yeah, I'll buy it. He's a solid number two.
The Jets are mailing it in. They are Sammy Stamps right now. They have no interest in playing. They have no interest in traveling across the country. They gave up in a home game on Monday night against the Colts.
He's got Atlanta after that, at L.A. That might be his toughest game. Well, Seattle, week 17 at home.
But they still run. That's the thing about them.
The Niners.
Bad game. Good game. That's all they can do. Blowing out in competitive games. Against Seattle, he had two touchdowns.
Yeah. No, I think it's worth noting that the weather has been really bad up here, and if I were the Jets, I'd actually be very excited for this game. Just saying.
Why? Because you're going out of the
game. They can still enjoy the city over there. They don't have to play well.
Right.
Okay. Buy or sell from Taro Kondo. Devontae Parker is a must-start. Buy or sell.
Not this week.
Sell. Yeah, not against Patrick Peterson, but he's got those Jets in week 15.
Yeah.
Then at Buffalo week 16.
This is from Todd. Buy or sell. Todd Gurley will be a difference maker in week 16 against San Francisco.
Buy.
He'll be a number two, probably, which is what he's been almost every week this year.
Wouldn't it be just the Rams' way to end the season with Gurley having some monster numbers? Like, isn't that so Rams? Like, thinking of Jeff Fisher's mustache.
How funny was that he couldn't get the challenge flag out last week?
How funny is it that he blamed failures of the Rams on Stedman Bailey and Trey Mason's off-field issues?
I did not see that.
Do you see it, Heath?
Oh, yeah, I saw. He could not. He did not know.
You see it? He was bundled up, so he was wearing an extra layer of clothes. He didn't know which pocket the challenge flag was in. So he's, like, struggling, looking through, like, all these pockets as he's telling the ref he's trying to challenge. And so finally he got, like, through, like, two layers of clothing and found out where he kept the challenge
play by Woodhead?
No, it was actually a catch that Brian Quick made. It was the right challenge.
Did he get it off or no?
Yeah. I think he
had to verbally challenge.
Yes.
He did not find the flag in time, but he was able to verbally challenge.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Learn something new. This is from Mailman. Buy or sell Jay Ajayi a first-round draft pick next year?
I'll sell it.
I think he's probably a second. I'm going to sell.
Yeah, I think he's a top 10 running back, if things stay as they are, unless Mike Pouncey retires, which is a possibility. But they can still add somebody else as well.
On a Monday show, Heath, not too long ago, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we were talking about this. This was before the offensive line injuries. This was right when Jay Ajayi had, I think it was probably after three straight awesome games. And we did, I'm pretty sure, at least I did, put Jay Ajayi in the first round at that point.
Well, at this point, you have what? Probably 8 locks in the first round? The 3 running backs at the top, Elliott, Johnson, and Bell, assuming Bell's still with the Steelers and not suspended.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5 receivers of Brown, Jones, Beckham, Evans, and Green.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if Beckham will be in there. He might be at the end of that list.
You're not drafting Beckham in the first round?
I don't know if people are going to be excited to draft Odell Beckham at the end of the first
round. I think Melvin Gordon's going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, well, I'm just saying,
a chance that could be
I would
bad
think
move.
Those 8 are locks. They'll certainly be my first round the way I'll rank them. And then I would say you have, if DeMarco's healthy coming off this year, he'll be in the conversation. Gordon.
McCoy maybe
for one more year. Yep.
Yeah. I think Ajayi's right there. It will depend on how he finishes, but I think, you know, the smart fantasy owner is going to say, we know why he struggled. If that line stays healthy, Jay Ajayi might be the number one running back.
Well, they'll definitely look different because Albert's not going to come back. So Tunsil will be the left tackle. And then it's what they do to replace Tunsil and hopefully not, but maybe if they have to replace Pouncey.
Okay, a few more buy or sell here. Buy or sell from Dr. Rob. Buy or sell Jay Ajayi scores more points than Latavius Murray this week.
I'm buying it. Sell.
That who does what? I'm sorry.
Ajayi over Murray this week. Latavius Murray.
I would buy it, yeah.
I think
Ajayi has a good game.
That's what inspired me, you know, to do the Ajayi research and find out how bad Arizona's been against running backs on the road. Again, 9 rushing touchdowns in 5 road games, but good per carry. Joe Smith, buy or sell that Philip Rivers is a better start over Brady in weeks 14 and 15 when Rivers has Carolina and Oakland. And Brady has Baltimore and Denver.
if you're going combined points for those 2 weeks, then I would buy it. But I think Brady will be better this week and Rivers will be better next week.
He just has to cut down the interceptions, Rivers.
But I don't know if that's something that he can do. Like, no, I just think mentality is...
The sad thing is once again, his receiving core is just falling apart left and right. I mean, he's lucky right now that Tyrell Williams and Travis Benjamin are playing through their injuries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because otherwise, God knows what this receiving core would be.
He does not have anybody... I think the interceptions partially, too. Like, he doesn't have anybody that's going to get huge separation. So he's got to throw in tight
windows. I think Tyrell can, if he's healthy... Like he did on the big play,
right?
You know, which saved everybody because everybody started him. Mm-hmm. I remember what was it in the third quarter? I said he was even active.
Yeah, he had no targets into the second half, and then all of a sudden he catches a bomb.
Yep,
just a perfect
right his bread basket. Because if it was over his head, who knows if he makes it?
Yeah, right.
All right, next one is from Jesse Good. I think this is the easiest sell. This will sell faster than the Nintendo Classic. Buy or sell? Allen Robinson will score at least 10 points in each of the next 3 games.
Yeah, that's a sell.
Sell.
Yeah, sell. Luis.
You could have done something. Wait. We could have done something better with your social life.
The next three. Okay. If it was the last three of the season, I might buy it.
Oh, okay. So Robinson is Minnesota this week, then at Houston, then Tennessee, then at Indianapolis. Now, what's wrong with my social life, Jamie?
Well, you never leave your house.
Can I tell you something?
Super Mario your best friend.
If you guys each want to give me $20, I will leave the house and be social tonight.
I got to pay you to do something that I can't even be a part of?
I am dying to go to the Knicks-Cavs tonight, and the cheapest tickets I found are about $160, and I will not spend that much money. But if you want to chip in $60, I will spend $100.
Why not go to a Buffalo Wild Wings or something?
Watch in my non-car.
You can't walk to one?
You ever heard of Uber?
They don't have Uber in New York?
They do have Uber.
They have cabs.
They have trains.
I would just rather you guys give me $60.
I'll do my share. I'll give you $20, but collectively we get to determine where you go.
I want to go to the Garden. I want to go to the game.
No. We get to give you $60 to go to a place of our choosing. We get to write a sign, put a sign on you, and send you someplace.
Times Square,
wearing a sign, nothing but the sign.
I don't know about that. He can wear shorts.
He can wear shorts.
Oh, it's like 40 degrees. Can I wear pants?
Okay, you
find shorts and socks.
You can wear long johns.
All right. Buy or sell that Jamison Crowder will outscore Dante Moncrief in standard scoring this week.
I'll buy it.
He pretty much has every week of the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he scored a touchdown against the Eagles in week 6 for what that's worth. Buy or sell from Sirius Stern. I can use the Vikings DST without question for the rest of the year. Or should I pick up the Bengals for week, he said 16. I think he meant 15. Oh, no, week 16. I'm sorry. Anyway, Vikings DST, they have Jacksonville, Colts, Packers, Bears. I feel good this week. What about against the Colts and the Packers?
Yeah, especially without Harrison Smith there. I think that's a pretty serious hit to that defense, not having Harrison Smith.
Yeah, not this week, but certainly moving forward.
Yeah.
And this is what we were talking about, Adam, about, you know, are you concerned about Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers? This is why you don't necessarily panic 3-4 weeks out.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
It's same thing, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, but you're not wrong. But the other thing is, like, it's just as likely that Jordy Nelson gets hurt as Harrison Smith.
Oh, I don't think it's bad to prepare, but not to panic.
No, you don't panic.
And here's a situation where you can prepare. If you've got the Vikings defense, and a lot of you guys do, you can go and find another DST to pick up now and use in weeks 15 and 16, and then you can cut the Vikings.
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example. I have the Vikings and the Ravens defense, and I kept the Ravens defense as opposed to cutting.
Right.
Well, they get Philly next week at home.
Mm-hmm.
So in their building, Carson Wentz is going to struggle.
Yeah, and we'll end it on this, but how nice for Aaron Rodgers. We don't know how it's going to play out, but how nice for Aaron Rodgers, those two really difficult matchups in the fantasy playoffs. No Earl Thomas, no Harrison Smith. Worked out.
And he's at home.
Well, we'll see how it works out. But yeah, as we had been saying, if Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball as much as he's been, it does not matter who he's playing. He's going to be fine.
That Packers-Lions game, week 17, is going to be a good one.
If it means something.
It's going to be for the division.
You're saying Detroit's going to lose between them? To who?
Dallas and the Giants, perhaps?
Potentially.
Both.
Yeah, I don't know. The Giants might miss the playoffs now. This Pierre-Paul thing is a big deal.
They're not missing the playoffs.
They don't have one layup the rest of the way, and this Pierre-Paul thing is a huge deal.
They're winning this week.
I thought they would win until the injury. I really did. They match up pretty well with them, but not now. Okay, guys, good stuff, good show. Tomorrow, start or sit, part one. We'll try to get to as many of your emails as we can throughout the week. Bye, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Bye, Adam, and Adam. Bye.
Can't spell advice without Dave.